Discussions with Ajahn Suchin, Gangrajung in Bangkok, in Thailand, January 2007. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Ninth of January, with Nina, Ludwig, Azita, Sukin, Ivan, Sarah, Elle, Susie, and Jonathan.
Our dear friend who died, and you said it was just like this moment, and Lorek found that upsetting. It is the same.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Thinking. It depends on whether it's right thinking or wrong thinking, kusala thinking, wholesome or unwholesome thinking.
But I felt unhappy because I had the feeling that by stressing that so much, other aspects were getting lost, like metta and interest in other person's being and other person's well-being. I really was upset by it.
Because you still think that it's my metta and my feeling. Yes. But the teachings of Buddha help one to understand reality as just a conditioned reality arising and passing away instantly, so that we can understand the anattaness of all dharmas.
Yes.
Otherwise, we always forget. We say that seeing is conditioned, hearing is conditioned, but there is no understanding of seeing which has arisen by conditions right now. That means the forgetfulness of understanding reality as it is.
And also metta.
Yeah, any kind.
Or karuna. We forget it's not ours.
Mm-hmm.
In that context, I would be happy if you could explain again a little bit more about the meaning of nimitta. As I understand it, nimitta is the image of the reality which has already fallen away. Is that correct?
Right now, we think that visible object does not fall away at all. But actually, it cannot stay as long as we think.
Yeah.
So what appears is just the image of the arising and falling away of whatever is seen now. Because there cannot be seeing at moment of hearing, at moment of thinking. It shows that seeing sees one moment, and hearing hears another moment, and thinking think other moments. If there is no understanding of each one as it is, then there is the idea of something's there, and that is nimitta.
That is something.
Yeah.
So what is it? You must repeat it again. Because it's very difficult and still very essential to know and to understand it.
Right. Is this something?
No.
Is this something? No. So what is it?
Yeah. It is the nimitta, right?
Right. The nimitta of something.
The nimitta of
visible object,
mm-hmm. which has fallen away already.
Right.
That is the point. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How can we be aware of realities when it is all in the metta?
Yeah, I think that it's not a matter of one can be aware, but there can be the development of understanding. So what develops? Panya, right understanding, develops by having heard and considered, which are conditions for understanding reality right now. For example, even right now, what is seen, if there's no forgetfulness right now, there can be the understanding of visible object as just a reality. But usually it's not like that, because it's always something all the time. Paper and pen and chair and table are different things.
Yeah.
By memory, the nimitta, sanya of the nimitta of visible object.
Sanya of the nimitta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not just nimitta of visible object, is it? It's
nimitta
of hardness as well, would you call
it? At moment of seeing, it's nimitta of visible object.
You would only use nimitta.
At moment of experiencing hardness, it's the nimitta of hardness.
Okay,
as long as it's not being understood as a reality yet. Because even right now, even one touch, it seems like only one. But actually, many moments of the arising and falling away of hardness and softness.
Yeah. So characteristics appear, so the six doors, one at a time.
Right.
But there are nimittas or characteristics of nimitta or characteristic of reality.
Yeah.
I get mixed up then.
There is always something. when everything comes together as one thing.
Yeah. But when it's one at a time, can we say it's a characteristic of reality or only a nimitta, so it's impossible to know it?
Is it possible just to say, or even right now, we don't mind whether it's nimitta?
We don't mind.
We don't mind, even it's nimitta.
Yeah.
What is there behind the nimitta? If there is no rupa, visible object, can there be nimitta of anything right now? So instead of trying to know whether one is aware or understand nimitta or reality, no matter, because panya has to grow at this very moment, right or wrong, to see someone or just visible object which is seen. Don't think about nimitta.
No.
Just right now, what is seen, someone, something, or only visible object that can be seen. Nothing can be seen except visible object.
It can also be nimitta of objects recognized by the mind door.
Any doorway.
Any doorway.
Yeah, that's why it's not just the rupa nimitta.
No, no.
It's also vedana nimitta. Yes. It's also sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, and vinyana nimitta. All five khandhas.
Yes.
Yeah. So one left in one's own thought, thinking about what is seen, what is heard all the time, while all these have arisen and fallen away completely. Keep on thinking about people and things. And we can see the very, very clever of sanya. It can recognize anything instantly. Now, I see someone I haven't seen before, and sanya can condition a dream about that person.
A dream?
Yes. Once it's seen, sanya is there, so clear that it can condition a dream about or a dream of that person.
You mean when you're asleep, that kind of dream?
Yeah. What is seen in a dream, not visible object, but sanya remembers so well. So now it's like a dream, because someone is not visible object, but there is also visible object, and then the very clear sanya which has recognized that which is seen as someone or something. So it comes so close that one cannot understand what is meant by pure visible object, because there is also sanya of something follows instantly, like in a dream. There is no visible object, but there is story or whatever there in the dream which one is dreaming about. So one doesn't know that it's not I who dreams, but the sanya dreams.
You mean to say, right now, they may not be noticing something, yet there may be a dream about that.
Like in a dream. But it's different, because is there any difference between seeing right now and thinking about what is seen when there is no seeing, and what is seen in a dream?
No difference, because in a dream it's thinking, like thinking. And now too, we can think.
Now there is seeing.
Yeah.
And then without seeing, think about something which is seen before. It's not as clear, because there is no visible object. And in a dream, it looks clear, but actually it's only sanya. So we can see the difference in one's life. Seeing, actual seeing, and then no seeing, and then thinking, and then it's like seeing, but it's not seeing at all in a dream.
I remember asking once, it was in Burma, I didn't understand the khandhas, why vedana and sanya were taken out separate khandhas. But it's become a lot clearer, that especially that dream. I remember when I stayed here, I had a dream about my feet or something. But dreaming about different events, how it can make you feel either good or bad. I figure it's the sanya, when you dream something and it can make you feel either good or bad.
Vedana feeling also arise with each moment of citta. Vedana and sanya, they arise together with citta all the time. So even right now, there is also vedana.
But you said because of nimitta, it seems that there is no arising and falling away of realities. But there was some difference. You explained it, and I didn't get it quite. At the third or fourth vipassana jnana, when you realize the arising and falling away of realities. But there is still nimitta, you said.
Do we have to call it nimitta?
No.
without Paramada Dhamma, can there be nimitta?
No. Mm-hmm. But is there a difference then when you realize the arising and falling away?
No time to think about anything at all. What is seen right then with Panya is just that.
Yes.
And one can see that the first vipassana jnana is not the experiencing the arising and falling of any reality at all.
Yes.
So it's nimitta there too, because each one arises and falls away so fast. But the characteristic is there to be known, to be directly experienced.
I hardly dare to put the question on the table, but it is absolutely basic. Having listened and having read, frankly speaking, not that much for 40 years, I still don't know what is sati, awareness. What is awareness, what is sati, as distinct from thinking of? I know there's hardness, but that is not sati. But what is then sati? What is
this
it?
This is very
and
good
I don't
question.
Know I, after so
because
many years,
it's so
it
very truthful to a reality. Yeah. For example, there is seeing ordinary in a day.
Yeah, ordinary all the time.
And touching ordinary
all the time,
in a day.
Yeah.
So it's not sati at all.
No,
it's not sati.
I know, yeah.
This is Panya which knows that at that moment there is no sati at all yet. By knowing or understanding that anything which appears has its own characteristic.
Yes. I know that.
No self, no one. No one can condition its arising. Yeah. So it has arisen already.
Yeah.
Can anyone do anything?
No.
This is a level of understanding. That each moment there must be something arising and falling away by conditions.
Yes.
By understanding this, one comes to understand the moment of seeing, the moment of thinking, the moment of hearing. They are all different by conditions.
Yes.
We have to begin to understand reality. They have their own characteristics. For example, hearing is that which is hearing a sound now, right? And some would say that to understand the sound arise and fall away is easier than visible object and seeing. Some might think like that. But actually it cannot be like that. Because all types of rupa must have only 17 moments of citta lifespan. So who knows that at moment of a sound appearing, there is already lobha attachment, or aversion already, before that sound has fallen away. So the reality's lifespan is exactly the same. Rupa which is heard or rupa which is seen, unknowingly.
But when and how?
It's not a matter of who try.
It's the question of sati, when and how. Yeah. And how do I know?
When there is more understanding about
so
sati.
Grow. It has
to grow. Right. From hearing and considering. So even right now, after one has heard about satipatthana correctly, it means that no one can condition its arising.
Yeah.
All dhammas are anatta, that shouldn't be forgetful at all. So at this moment, when there is touching, when there is no sati, there is no sati. But when sati is there, the hardness is exactly the same as usual. But there is awareness of it. So in a day, one can find by one's understanding whether sati arises or not. Usually in a day, we touch many things, this and that all the time, without sati, right? But after that, when sati arises, it's just very slight different. Not long, but the characteristic is there with sati.
For example, a moment of realizing that it's just thinking. It can be correct thinking.
What is thinking is that which doesn't have shape nor form at all. It's just that which can experience word when one thinks in word.
Mm-hmm. Taking example of Ludwig, who at least realizes that there is no sati, that there is in fact what we think sati may be just thinking. And at that moment is right intellectual understanding. And isn't that accompanied by a level of sati?
Mm-hmm. Because sati arises with all kusala, citta. But I think that we are talking about satipatthana only. How to know? How can one know or realize that sati arises? If sati does not arise, panya cannot see or understand it at all. But But by knowing that sati can arise any time when it's conditioned, after experiencing any object through any doorway, for example, after the body consciousness experiences hardness as usual, but whenever sati arises, it's not just that. It's not just that. There's a little awareness of hardness right there, very natural. So understanding is there to know that that is sati, that is awareness.
Isn't Ajahn, because there's panya there, then that's what makes the difference? Because even at a very weak panya, it's so different to any other moment without panya. So there'd have to mean some understanding that there was sati because there was some degree of panya.
There must be a characteristic of which sati is aware. Like when there is touching, hardness in the day, there is no sati. One think about something instantly, like table or chair or something there. But when it is sati, the body consciousness has a reason. It experiences hardness and it has fallen away, as usual. But sati follows, arise, it's experienced, that very object, which is experienced by the body consciousness. So one can see that it's not just the experiencing of the hardness, but there is awareness there, even very slightly and naturally.
But the moments that follow are without panya, so that can lead one to have some doubt about the experience that one had.
Right, because there is always doubt after each moment, each doorway. But doubt is not the moment of awareness.
Right. So one knows because there's been panya. At some
degree,
some degree.
So one knows the difference between moment with sati and moment without sati. One is so very truthful when there is no sati, no sati. And one can see attachment to wanting to have sati. Try so hard in different ways, but it cannot work because it's not panya at all. It's the self who's trying so hard, so it brings about tiredness, disappointedness, dosa, see. It has to be as natural. Leave it to conditions. Is one courageous enough to leave it to conditions for anything to arise and understand moment with awareness as not self? Even awareness itself is conditioned to arise. So one has to be very patient, very courageous, very understanding, that panya can understand reality right now until it can directly experience the arising and falling away of reality, because now it arises and falls away unknowing all the time. When there is more studying, hearing, it conditions awareness, but very slowly, very slightly, but it's the real one because it's conditioned naturally. One can understand the anatta-ness of Dhamma. Panya knows the anatta-ness.
So it's more about understanding there is no self, that there's just realities arising and falling away, and when there's conditions for panya, panya will arise.
Or the understanding right now is panya.
But leave it to conditions. There are misunderstandings about that, because people will say, oh, I can't understand, it's above me. Just leave it. I'm lazy. I'm going to be lazy.
It indicates that there is no understanding of panya and anatta-ness at all. At moment of talking about anatta, but who knows what, at that moment that there is no self. Just saying that there is no self.
But leaving it to conditions. People say it's a
what
passive,
can one do?
Passive attitude.
Yeah, what can one do
passive
now?
Passive attitude.
Yeah. What can one do now? We can say that there are realities right now, right or wrong. Yeah. See, leave it to conditions for its arising, because no one can condition any reality at all. Can you see Sakkaya Titti at that moment? The self, very deeply rooted.
At the very beginning of the discussion, when Nina brought up the topic of the funeral and just like now and realities, and people find it difficult to accept, it maybe they think that there's too much emphasis on conditioned realities and anatta, and if people think, oh, well, there should be more emphasis on metta or the Brahma Viharas or something, and you made the comment, because my metta,
should we have sorrow or should we have understanding? The teachings of Buddha help us to understand reality and which one is better, akusala, unwholesome, or wholesome.